With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. It's not just one single spot to visit, but an area that covers a good portion of southern Illinois. The Shawnee National Forest is a beautiful area with lots to see, says Carol Hoffman with the Southernmost Illinois Tourism Bureau.
The misconception of the Shawnee National Forest is a lot of people think it's more like a state park. There's a road you drive in, a road you drive out, and, you know, when you're in there, everything is the state park. That's not the case with the National Forest. The Shawnee National Forest has boundaries, but not everything within those boundaries is U.S. Forest Service property. We're in Shawnee Forest country, but within Shawnee Forest country, there are towns, there's privately owned land, there's state-owned land, and then there's also the federal-owned land within those boundaries. You know, there are several state parks in the Shawnee National Forest boundaries, Giant City, Fern Cliff, slightly perhaps outside the forest boundaries, but still right on the edge, you know, in the area, Cavern Rock State Park.
Hoffman says there are many reasons people visit Shawnee country.
For the outdoor rec and the beauty of the area, you know, for a great getaway and the cabins, cottages, bed and breakfasts that exist. And of course, the most popular location in the forest is probably the Garden of the Gods. Having said that, while it is spectacular, there are many great locations in the forest. Stone Face, Rimrock Trail, that's an excellent hiking area.
She says Pomona Natural Bridge, Rimrock Trail, and Little Grand Canyon are among her favorites when it comes to specific places to visit within the Shawnee National Forest.
Cavern Rock State Park has cabins right on the Ohio River, and they have a restaurant. And that's another fun, good place to go. And of course, there's treehouse rental at Timber Ridge Outpost. If they're coming to the area for a getaway or an overnight stay, you know, they can certainly focus on the area that they're staying in. They can visit our website, southernmostillinois.com. They can call our office for information, you know, the 1-800-SEE-IT-HERE phone number.
Again, Carol Hoffman is with the Southernmost Illinois Tourism Bureau. Do you have an Illinois farm, family, or food-related destination we should share? Send it to us by email at radio@ilfb.org or on our Twitter feed at IL Partners. You can also hear more online at ilfbpartners.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.